chaos is everywhere.
Hey everybody, it's Jonathan Gilchrist. I'm just hopping in here on the break to tell you about one of the other podcasts on the Chaos is Everywhere feed. This week we're talking about Chaos, the Final Frontier. Chaos, the Final Frontier is your one-stop shop for watch-alongs of sci-fi greats. Star Trek is our bread and butter, but we are expanding to hit anything sci-fi with Chaos, the Final Frontier, and that is every Monday. And for your convenience, it is clearly labeled so you know what you're getting into before you dive right in. So check out Chaos, the Final Frontier, and we'll see you soon, everybody.
And there we go. Hello?
Hey, buddy. Yo. How's it going?
Oh, fine. You know, just doing the old classic, send the same fucking invite to me 3 times and it'll work.
Technically, that was 2, because the second time I sent it to you, I didn't realize I hadn't hit send.
Oh.
But even after you came through this time, it still played the hold music that starts the thing. So it's still not correct, but at least we're here. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Chaos Everywhere. I'm your host, Jonathan Gilchrist. And over there, in between those lines, there's a lot of arty vice.
Yeah, get it.
And today we're starting a new series for Chaos Everywhere. We are watching Season 1, Episode 1 of Psych, titled Pilot, for some reason. I don't know why you do that. I don't know if that was something that happened to you as a kid, but I've heard stories of people that literally thought that like every episode was called Pilot for just no reason. Like they didn't realize there was such a thing as a pilot episode.
No.
Which is interesting.
I never even thought of stuff like that.
Well, it's because you're, you know, mostly uneducated, but that's fine. That's why we're doing the podcast.
Yeah.
To teach you things.
Absolutely.
All right. So I'm at 0. Are you good to go?
Yeah.
All right. And we're going to hit play in 3, 2, 1, play. And like most shows, starts with the Universal logo.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'll just put it out here. This episode aired July 7th, 2006, when I was a fresh-faced 17-year-old, because fuck, I'm old. I think this was
It
almost...
clearly says 1986 right there.
At least I'm not as old as the main character of the show, because he was 10 in 86.
That's fair.
Although, I will say, that kid does not get to stay and be the young Spencer for very long.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, it's almost every episode that we get a flashback of some kind with him and his dad to start the show. But that kid's not the one that's usually him. But it also depends on the age. Because okay. Sometimes he's, like, 10, sometimes he's older. It really depends. Just getting into the wonderful world of child abuse.
This is definitely child abuse.
He wants pie. Why won't you give the boy pie?
Right?
I mean, maybe if our parents made us be hyper aware, we could use our skills for money and fame. How often have you counted the number of hats in a room when you walk in?
Every time.
Maybe I'm just weird. So, have you ever watched this show?
No.
It's one of my go-to, like, rewatch shows. And I will point out the episode when we get to it that, like, started me on this. Because it was even back in the day when you would still flip through channels that I just randomly came across an episode. So, I started off somewhere in the middle.
Look at him. All grown up. Now instead of talking to the waitress, he's banging the waitress.
Just like everybody, right?
Yeah, totally. That's totally it.
You know, everybody that's TV handsome anyway. Well, that guy just looks guilty. I know, like, even I, without super powers of deduction, know that he looks guilty.
Right?
Oh, no. No, no, no. Not
I'm
a
not.
Cop. Definitely not a cop. In fact, do you want to buy some weed for me while we're doing this?
No.
That is best deduction. Later on, we get better than just obvious guys guilty. Yeah, I do believe that this was basically a made-for-TV movie, which is why even without commercials, it's set for more than an hour.
Yeah.
So, which once we, I don't know how long it'll take us if we ever get to the end of the series. There are two movies that were like post-series movies, which are pretty good. Yeah, go sit over on the bench.
Yeah.
That guy will stab you. But those are new pants. God. Did you see the direct phone line to the taxi because it's 2006 and cell
yep.
phones aren't ubiquitous yet. Oh, our time is passing or has passed or will have has passed.
Bloodthirsty.
I feel like no jury in the world will convict him. That's what I see. He's such a sweet guy. That'll teach him.
Sweet. We're like 5 minutes in, and this is hilarious.
Yes, that's it is definitely a very funny show. Also, I don't have great like hope for him that he immediately admitted it with just the minimal prompting, even without the brake light on his shirt. Some of you who grew up on the Disney Channel might recognize the one detective as a giant leprechaun. I can't help but think about it every time I watch the show. I don't know if that reference landed for you, but I'm sure there's somebody out there that understands it. Maybe at some point we'll do some of the Disney TV movies because they're just such weird 2000s nostalgia for some people. But very off. Yeah. When do you start pulling your weight? Right. I mean, that does seem to make it better. I think we can forgive stealing a car. Yeah, that's not true.
Got him.
Got him. Stay down, policeman. But how will he get out of this?
Book him.
Yeah, there really isn't a crime there. Like, they can hold him, but in real life, I don't think there's actually a crime that he's committed that they can prove. And there's the whole point of the show. Yeah, stop spending money on those charlatans. So interesting, like, because you know how pilots change, like the series changes from the pilot. One of the big changes is actually that the female detective, Lucinda, doesn't show up after the pilot.
No, really?
And yeah, it's specifically because Carlton Lassiter, who becomes like the main detective that he, you know, is constantly fighting with, is married, and test audiences didn't like that they were sleeping together. So they, but they don't just drop her character. They write it off that she gets transferred because of Sean Spencer, basically. And they bring in a new partner, which is the person that's going to be in the show for the rest of the series.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, better go check those boots. Man, you just made friends with that guy and you got him arrested. Oh. So much. Yes, he carried around broken brake light to plant it on a guy just in case he got in trouble.
What now?
You're welcome. I feel like this specifically works in California because it just feels like the police would be more inclined to actually do this. I mean, sure.
Oh, what? Sure. I got their daughter locked up. She's real hot. If you want like a few minutes.
That's what I meant, pro bono.
Can he just say no?
Yeah, but technically it's a way to use these skills that he has no other use for.
Yeah, but...
it's a whole thing that goes through the entire series, why he says yes.
This poor guy has to be around the very cops he hates.
Well, plus his dad, but we'll get back to that.
Yeah. Wait, what the fuck? How did we... wait, did I miss something?
No, so he literally went from the police station to his best friend and said he wants him to come help him with the case.
We're good.
Yeah. It wouldn't be the show without Gus. So. I mean, if I could drive the Wienermobile, I would.
Right?
I also like this little bit of setup. Like, they say that he's had, like, all these different jobs just in case they ever need him to do something. But like,
yeah,
for, like, 6 months I was this thing, so I know how to do it.
That's smart.
Yeah. Oh. So just if you're not watching along, which you should always watch along for these episodes, basically, guy got kidnapped while walking his dog. Son of a very rich person, and they've asked for ransom. I think it's about as far as it goes at this point.
Whoa. There's going to be forensics guys there?
That's how you get me to do anything. Just tell me forensics guys are going to be there.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, and the guy that got kidnapped was, like, known for doing shit, like sleeping with a hockey player's wife and so on and so forth. Real tabloid shit.
Hey, got him. That'll work.
Bureaus of magic and spellcasting, indeed. That's all I've always said.
Yep.
That's why I always get to know people by going through their garbage. Man, that's a lot of food.
Right?
Oh, again.
CD case, oh my god. Oh, that brings back memories.
Such 2006 moments.
Oh, that hurt. Oh,
oh, the CD cases of old.
Oh, boy. It's the bangers.
That man, Scott, fair point there.
Yeah.
So one of the things they actually edited down the original pilot. You're going to meet the sister of the kidnapped victim. In the original, there was a much bigger storyline with her and him that basically gets cut. She's still in the episode, but not nearly to the same degree. Actually, once I read that, I was like, oh yeah, that does seem like something that kind of doesn't go anywhere. And based on TV rules, she's right behind you.
I'm a psychic.
Very important psychic question to know if she's single or not.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah, there's no way that's luck.
Yeah, it's called being the main character for a TV show.
Right? It's called plot protection.
It's not plot armor. Like, plots. I mean, the kids would call it Riz, but I don't feel good about saying that. Maybe I'll go with full charisma. I don't know. I love that he's already working on excuses.
Ah, Jesus.
Ah. Damn it, Bill.
Holy shit.
A horrible human being. I think I missed.
The psychic.
Ooh, what's this question? Is your daughter single? We've already been through that. Right.
Oh, I can't believe the show's over already.
I know. But I also love the constant eye contact.
Right?
And commercial break.
All right, we're back from commercial already. Awesome.
Yeah. So up in the scene, it's completely improvised. Well, I'll wait till he actually does it. But this is going to be a running bit through the entire series that we're going to try and watch for. But it gets really hard as the show goes on, to the point where they did a contest for it at one point.
Huh. Okay.
I'll explain once we see it. I mean, at least the case is good for two things. I mean, beat the person to death with the case, I think, would be the plan.
That's funny, yeah.
No, I'm not. I think it's this scene. It's either this scene or a later one, but I don't think they come back to Gus's apartment. Whatever, true kidnap. Oh, snap. So to give anybody an update, basically the guy that was kidnapped did it himself because his family forced him to clean up his act, and it's a way to get money from the family. And I mean, we're only like a half hour in, and it's an hour long show, so everything will be wrapped up neat as a bow. Okay, so yeah, it's right here. So in every episode of Psych, there's a pineapple. And it was completely improvised in this pilot for him to grab that pineapple to make that joke. But in every episode, it shows up. And they did a whole contest where you have to find the pineapple because they started hiding it in really obscure places.
That's cool.
Yeah. Oh man, gotta love your dad's old police business card. Oh, you know Henry, he's great.
3 weeks ago at the Home Depot. Jesus Christ.
If they're so close that, you know, over a year, it seems like nothing at all. I mean, a phone works both ways, so I think it's odd both of them that no, the didn't know that he was back in town. Maybe I will. The victory dance gets me every time. So many kayaks. He needs to work on his surprise face.
Yeah, that was not good.
I never realized this before, but they do end up getting their own building. Like, that's the end of this episode, is they like have their own agency office, and it's on this exact road. I just never noticed it before. Don't eat the chicken. Don't do it. I'm not eating the chicken no matter, like, if anybody tells me don't eat the chicken, I'm not eating the chicken.
So?
Said don't eat the chicken.
He did say don't eat the chicken. Act natural. I hate that I'm enjoying this so much.
It's a really good show. One of the other things that I found when I looked at the research, just to give you an idea again of how television's different, this show had the highest debut of 2007 with 6 million views, or 6 million people watching. Which, honestly, for like a basic cable USA show, is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Tivia. Oh, the smile.
Detective, please, I don't know what you're looking at. How can I possibly know? Although, the show's only like halfway over, so...
Yeah, no, there's definitely more to come. Yeah, look at how vicious that golden retriever is. I love the dog just like looked at Gus and walked away like, you don't like me, I don't like you either.
Something tells me it's not going to be difficult.
Nope. Yep, that's pretty surprising.
Yeah, that's pretty shocking, isn't it?
Hey, he found the guy.
Yeah, what?
Like, everybody looks all disappointed. Like, I found him. I never said he'd be alive. You should specify in what way you want these people found.
Right. Oh, my God.
Murder, suicide, come on now. Do you validate?
Oh, my God. That's gonna be so hard to not like watch the show ahead of time.
Yeah. Well, you're free to do so. Just act surprised. You know, work on your surprise face beforehand. Yeah, no, he does. Like, you looked at his file. How many jobs did he have? He clearly gives up constantly. Okay. Yeah, I mean, he understands candy stores.
Yeah.
If anybody understands candy stores, it's, you know, a man child like Sean. It really is interesting how much, like, the locations changed because. Like, you can clearly see the house is right next to the beach. I think it's still close to the beach when they get to the real house in the next episode, but it's, like, not right behind it, and it's a different house completely.
No. And psychics.
I mean, if you're going to try and make your dad proud, being a psychic private detective when he hates them is a good way to start. I don't know, I just wanted to have lunch with you, Dad. Oh, and also.
Uh-oh. It's the test.
Here we go. Let's see how many cats are in the room. Right. Oh, he missed the hat. I mean, almost. Oh. I don't think he will grow up. I don't think he will do that at all.
Boom, got him.
I mean, it does look like a very ransom baggy,
yeah,
like bag. Katrina, no. Also, not the only time I think that happens in the series.
That wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Definitely has a weird thing with the serial killer later, but that's neither here nor there. It's a good thing that they have such a nondescript car that's not bright blue or anything.
Right.
Whatever he's going to do, I don't think it's the only thing that you could do.
Right. Also, considering the fact that there's still like 15 minutes, I'm assuming he's not entirely right.
No. You would be correct that it's like in the last 5 minutes that the show usually wraps up.
Yeah.
So. Grand Bag Auto. What am I doing? What are you doing with my bag? I think, honestly, if they, because I bet they cut it for time, if they had left in the more of the relationship stuff with her, it would have made this more plausible as being the solution. But because we barely see her, it doesn't really work as well. Yeah, you really do have to get better binoculars.
Oh, you're a piece of crap.
Oh, broke up your relationship, sort of.
Yep.
Also, probably not going to be very popular with the cops.
Probably not, no. I can see that going south real fast.
I mean, at least the detectives really like him, so I'm sure they'll take it easy on him.
Yeah, he looked it.
I love that he sends Gus to buy the bag. If only he hadn't stopped to look at that shirt, he wouldn't have had to run away again. Look at that big, furry, hearted, good Samaritan.
Right. It's probably nothing, I'm guessing.
No, no, it's getting closer. But I mean, it's more than I carry most of the time. Like, a lot more, actually. That was 100. I mean, it was very obvious. Any small child could figure out the denominations. I will say one thing. If you look at the bag, like when they're first looking at the binoculars, you can see it kind of has a weird square shape to it, like it was holding money. So, like, I just like that attention to detail. Hello, motive. I don't think this comes up very often, but it is another one of his, like, skills. Yes, missed.
That's funny.
Yeah, like the guns don't usually come into this, at least not for him, but yeah, it's just one of the things that's in the back of your head that he can do.
The dad.
I mean, at this point, we're into an hour-long show. There's only so many characters. You know one of them has to be it. And we already know it's not the sister, so.
Yeah. What if it's the mom we haven't met?
I mean, we saw her for like a second. She saw the picture and went like, oh my God, it's Bill. So it could be, I guess. That'd be completely out of left field and there'd be no way for the audience to know that. Yeah, what is $5 million to you?
Yeah.
So literally the whole plan for the kidnappers went awry just because they didn't think to get a different car for the pickup. damn fine oak furniture. See, this is the part that, like, even if you're not a policeman, the fact that he committed suicide by shooting himself in the stomach, no one kills themselves by shooting themselves in the stomach.
Right?
Yeah, clearly no, that's true.
Right?
Yeah, I know a lot about disappointed fathers. I mean, still not okay for murder.
Right?
The son murder was an accident, the other murder, not so much, so. No, you won't. I told you it wasn't. Don't make fun of this process for thinking.
Right? What?
Yeah, there you go. Get yourself arrested.
Yeah.
You should probably have him sent away.
Let's finish this.
Oh, poor, poor Lassiter. Just so
He's
many
getting
times.
Cocky. Give it a sec.
Oh, the dog, the dog. It's a good thing for Sean that the chief is willing to give him as much rope as she does. That seems like something a guilty person would say.
Right?
The wound is fresh. Well, don't start talking now. I mean, I guess for TV purposes, it's good that you said that.
Yeah, bitch.
Oh, just doesn't know where the gifts come from.
Take that, bitch. Yeah.
I mean, you did get her father arrested, accused her of murder.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like that probably ruins everything.
Uh-oh.
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 He's very old and broken down. Oh, look, his dad helped him out. Here in this room.
Sex. Wait, what?
What? Yeah, this is the last time. In no way will he ever help again in pretty much every episode. Aww. La 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 la.
Aww.
I feel like those two are going to be all right. Might take, you know, 6 or 7 seasons.
Yeah, but they'll be okay. They'll be okay. Psych.
I wonder what I looked it up and they never told. Maybe they'll tell it later. But the logo goes from that blue that like kind of matches the car to a green. I'm wondering like why they made that choice, because the blue actually makes sense as part of the car.
Now that I know the premise of the show, that is fucking genius.
That he calls it psych, I know. Actually, it's our agency, but you'll have to keep your day job. Yeah, so much guaranteed fun. Yeah.
Me.
That's it. That's the word. Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely.
Just one time.
Just one time.
And one of my favorite theme songs of all time. Woo! All right, there we go. There's the pilot of Psych.
Even though they're completely different shows with a completely different premises and everything, and the one I'm going to compare it to in a second has way more serious stuff in it from time to time, this gave me like Scrubs vibes for a minute. I think because of that it was made in the same time.
Same time period. I think some of the comedy is pretty similar.
Yeah.
I can see it. The next episode, whenever we get to it, is called Spelling Bee, which is a really funny episode. Spellmaster. Well,
we have next week is wrestling. Uh-huh. And the week after that, we go back to psych. It's that simple. So,
okay. I'm fine with that because it means I don't think of anything else.
You don't have to think of anything else for like what, 7 seasons, you said?
Yeah. Something like that, plus movies.
Ah, it works out perfect for you. You're welcome.
We'll throw out other stuff, but we can definitely do psych next time too. So let's get into the episodes. And like I said, eventually, if Burnor shows up someplace without fucking ads, we'll do that too. But yeah, I hope everybody enjoyed that. Next week is Star Trek Voyager. Can't remember what the episode is. And then Chaos of Ringside. Woo. So I guess that's about it. We'll see you soon, everybody.
Adducers! Psych!